It was standing room only in the lobby of the Owens Art Gallery on Tuesday afternoon as dignitaries, media, and members of the Mount Allison community gathered for a joint announcement from the provincial and federal governments. MP for Beauséjour and Federal Minister of Infrastructure Dominic LeBlanc broke the news.
So today I am very happy to announce that the Government of Canada is investing $26 million to retrofit Mount Allison University's Ralph Pickard Bell Library and Archives and the Connected Breezeway. This is a very important project for this community and for this university. The total project is expected to reach perhaps $65 million, and the $26 million contribution from the Government of Canada to this important project is made under a Canada-New Brunswick infrastructure agreement we have. This particular money is being allocated from a green infrastructure stream.
Also in attendance Tuesday were two provincial ministers. Minister of Health and Mount Allison alumnus Bruce Fitch was there, along with post-secondary education minister Trevor Holder, who announced New Brunswick's contribution to the project.
I'm incredibly proud to announce today a $10 million commitment from the provincial government to support the programming needs here at Mount Allison University.
With the total cost of the retrofit projected at about $65 million, Mount Allison will still have a hefty sum, about $30 million, to fundraise. A news release from the university says it will raise the remainder of project costs through a combination of philanthropic support and operational funding, though there are no specific mentions of possible sources of the needed philanthropic support. A major renovation of the Ralph Pickard Bell Library has been in the works since 2017, when Mount Allison launched its Vision 2025 committee, which hosted focus groups and surveys to come up with a list of guiding principles for the project. Then in January 2020, a new president's committee was struck to move the project along, right before the COVID-19 pandemic struck Canada. Another round of consultations took place in December 2020, and by March 2021, architects were hired to take on functional planning for the renovation. Despite the years of committee and public consultation sessions, the genesis for Tuesday's public funding deal seems to have happened over dinner at President Jean-Paul Boudreau's house. Here's Minister Dominic LeBlanc with that story.
Jean-Paul, I remember a dinner we had. I would have guessed it was a year, it's almost 2 years ago, where Dr. Boudreau had a number of colleagues, including Premier Higgs, join with people like John Bragg and other business leaders. I spoke to John Bragg, who's in Hawaii. I spoke to him yesterday to share this fantastic news with him. But that, for me, was the genesis of understanding, Jean-Paul, your remarkable vision for innovation and learning at Mount Allison. It took us a bit of time, but we're here today. And it's a very, very important announcement for me personally as the Member of Parliament for Beauséjour.
In addition to billionaire John Bragg, former New Brunswick Premier Frank McKenna and current Premier Blaine Higgs were there and part of the discussion, according to Minister Trevor Holder.
As Dominic just said, with Mr. Bragg, with our former Premier McKenna, as well as our current Premier Blaine Higgs, we certainly had a lengthy discussion about the opportunity here at Mount Allison, but also the opportunities in this province to start lining up our post-secondary education with our labour market demands.
Dr. Jean-Paul Boudreau also remembers the dinner, which took place August 18th, 2021.
You know, I'm so glad that I cooked that salmon that night for you, because it proved to be quite prophetic for today. So great. I know that was a few months back, but to be here today for this announcement is fantastic.
The full house at the announcement on Tuesday meant that Tantramar's full slate of political representatives were in the room. In addition to Beauséjour MP Dominic LeBlanc, MLA Megan Mitten and Tantramar Mayor Andrew Black were both on hand. CHMA checked in with both Mitten and Black after the announcement.
You know, I think that this is an important investment in Mount Allison and of course, the surrounding community. And I'm excited to see what will come of this. I'm excited to see what this space and this recognition of the importance of library spaces, the importance of those services for students, what will come of this? So I know there's a lot of work ahead, where to put all those books while they do the renovations, but it's a good problem to have.
There's always been a strong connection, particularly more recently with Mount Allison and Sackville. I was pleased to hear the innovation space and the entrepreneurship piece. There has been lots of activity within the town of Sackville that stems from the incubation of work that's done at Mount Allison. And I'm very hopeful that that will continue. And I'm anxious to see what will come of it.
The project, as announced, will include opening up the Ralph Pickard Bell to the Sackville community. CHMA caught up with President Jean-Paul Boudreau after the meeting to ask him a bit more about what that means.
The library, as the building as you know it today, does face the academic quad we are standing right now, but we really want to create an opportunity for the library to face the community as well. So the lower York Street rear of the building is a space where we want to open that up so there's a facing part to the town of Sackville. And we think that's really important because the energy and the passion between the work in the library and the work of our community, we think, are perfectly synergistic. So the opportunity to open the back of the library, if you will, to the community is important. We think it sends a very strong message for our commitment to our community.
That's Mount Allison President Dr. Jean-Paul Boudreau. Rachel Rubin is the new Dean of Libraries at Mount Allison. Rubin told CHMA she was absolutely thrilled with the funding announcement.
And this is such an amazing opportunity for Mount Allison, for the community, for our region, so I'm just delighted.
So we're in the Ralph Pickard Bell right now. I guess let's take a walk around and maybe you can talk a bit about what kind of changes we're going to see.
Sure. So you can see when you walk in, there's sort of a wall. And we've tried to make it cozy and inviting and use it to really display our materials and our resources. What we'd really like to see is have this be open, have it be inviting, have opportunity for engagement other than a chair, right? So maybe being able to engage with classmates or meet with members of the community. You know, we heard a little bit about business incubators and things like that. So we want to make this space really dynamic with both traditional library services, research help, student learning, student engagement, student success, and also sort of new and creative opportunities like digital humanities, again, sort of like business incubator and things like that. So one of the beautiful things about this building is you can see so much when you come in, except right now we have this amazing view sort of blocked off. So I'm really excited about being able to showcase, as soon as you come in the building, all of the different ways that the library will be able to support students and faculty and the community as well.
One of the things you can see when you look up as you come in is the stacks. Stacks and stacks and stacks. This is an academic library. How will this project change that? Will it change it?
So as anyone who is a student or faculty member knows, the way that we access and find and store and retrieve information is changing, right? So some of that information is still absolutely critically in a physical material. So things in our archives, things in our special collections, print materials that support some of our departments. But a lot of those resources are also available electronically. So what we'll end up doing is focusing on those high use and really specialized materials here in the library. And then we'll have offsite shelving so that we'll be able to retrieve, just as we're doing now with NovaNet, that we're doing with ILL and other resource sharing, within a day or two, we'll be able to turn around those other materials and get them back here for our users.
In your career, you've been involved in some other university renovations. What are some of the kind of like, I don't know, interesting new uses or functions that we might see in a library space that people might not already associate with a library?
So I think, it was mentioned earlier today during the presentations that libraries are changing. And one of them is that sort of use of space and use of interaction away from the passive into the engaged. So while our materials, both print and electronic, are really important piece of what we do, it's also about the way that that knowledge that we find is applied. So you'll see collaboration spaces, you'll see technology, you'll see maker spaces where students are actually sort of prototyping the things that they're learning. And one of the, to me, one of the reasons I love libraries is that they're by nature interdisciplinary. So as students and faculty from multiple units are coming together, this is the natural place for them to do that sort of interdisciplinary discovery and creation. So you might have students in the sciences coming together with students from philosophy. So we have a faculty member here who does this, the philosophy of science, and sort of seeing those two disciplines come together. So the library is a wonderful point on campus. So we want to have the technologies and the spaces to sort of bring that creative iteration to life.
Anything else you want to say about like this project or this space as it is now or how you envision it?
I think anytime we talk about making changes to a space that is meaningful, you know, to a community, it's really important to acknowledge and retain what it is that's special and what it is that's unique. So we have some incredible special collections, for example. We have an incredible archive. We have some incredible expertise. And this isn't thinking about what the library could be doesn't mean letting go of what the library is really great at. And so as we move forward, I think it's important to keep that in mind as we plan, that we want to retain what is powerful and magical about the library now and look at ways of maintaining that into the future.
That's Rachel Rubin, Dean of Libraries at Mount Allison. On Tuesday, the federal and provincial governments announced a combined $36 million in funding to go towards the renovation and retrofitting of the Ralph Pickard Bell Library on the Mount Allison campus. The university will have to raise another roughly $30 million to complete the project, which has been in the works since 2017.